This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الدعاء اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. السلام عليكم everyone, lovely to be back. And it's good to be back not only to the city but to the energy. And be back to the Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now we are everybody back from vacation. School started. And Alhamdulillah ala salama, as we say. Alhamdulillah, everybody is safe. It missed us. Did you see the track of the storm? If you haven't seen this track of storm, you better go back and see it and see how qadarullah. It literally, and if you see it moved east, yeah, and just missed Allah. Somebody made a dua. And Allah accepted it. Yeah, it's amazing. Subhanallah alladhi allahu. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. This is something we will, I'm probably going to do the khatira after Aisha about it today. So this is going to be a series, bismillah. It's probably going to be the whole year, Allah knows. What we're going to do is not going to be a tafsir. Right? Because I'm sure everybody have done so many classes of tafsir, but we still don't understand the Quran. So we have an issue. Right? And the issue is, in many ways, and I'm going to take you. So today we're going to be an introduction, basically how to read the Quran, how, and then we'll see what Allah time will give us. It could be 7, 8, 9 weeks, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us for Surah Al-Ankabut. And then I'm going to be choosing certain surahs, right? Now, I'm going to need you to be an active student. I think after a year, this is exactly a year I've been with the ICOI, I think it's time for you to be more proactive. The first thing, everybody has to bring their Quran with them. Whether you read in Arabic, alhamdulillah, you read in Arabic and English, alhamdulillah. You need a notebook. These things you will forget. You leave from here, you'll forget. You need to write. Write it down. On the I don't know if some of you might have seen the blue folder. This blue folder, I don't know how old is it. And it has my notes from years. So you need to write down. Because what the goal is not only to understand the verse. There is levels. Let me take you through this. How many of you do diving? Anybody? Diving? Snorkeling? So you know what I'm going to say. Talk about here, Mareem. So when you are, this is, let's say, the ocean. You're standing here at the beach, and you're going to see beauty. You're going to see the water. It's a beautiful day, sunset. You're overtaken by the beauty, right? This is just the tip of the ice. The person who's doing snorkeling, meaning they are not doing diving, they're just seeing under what you are seeing, they come out and tell you, you don't know what you're missing. Oh, you saw nothing. Now, the person who's diving, going deep, he comes out and tells the person who's snorkeling and the person sitting on the beach, you saw nothing. And the person who goes deeper and deeper, they will say the same to everybody who is a little bit more superficial than them. This is the Quran. Most of us are maybe, and listen to me, maybe you're at the beach. Because you read it. Alhamdulillah, again, I'm not talking about rewards, and I'm talking about our goal and aim is to live this Quran. Yani, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, you all know the famous hadith of Sayyida Aisha. How was he at home? What did she say? She said, kana khuluquhu. Quran, his khulq, his conduct, his character was the Quran. How can I have the Quran as my conduct and khulq if I don't know what Allah is telling me? I'll give you an example and I need you with me. I'm going to ask you, what does Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen mean? You all read it. Nobody in this room doesn't know what Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What does it mean? Don't translate. Don't tell me praise all to Allah the Lord. I know that. What does it mean? When you are a woman living in Irvine in August 2023, you just missed a huge storm. What does Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen mean? When you're in an accident, what does Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen mean? And why he said Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, he didn't say Alhamdulillah. خالق السماوات والأرض. He did. And فاطر السماوات والأرض. This is what you need to start now looking at. You're going to look at the Quran in a complete different way. First level, absolutely going to know what the word means. That's for sure. If you don't know what the word means, you don't know what you're reading. But this is not. This is you're just literally, if you are one of these beaches here, you're just getting down to the sand. You're not, your feet is not yet in the sand. You haven't seen the beauty. So this is how we're going to be studying the surahs of the Quran. Couple of things you all need to know. That the Quran, some scholar says, if you remove Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the Quran is one story. The Quran is one book. Everything is related. Are you all with me? And I want all of you go home today, right? In any surah that you are very familiar with. It doesn't matter if it's a surah al-Nas or it's a surah al-Baqarah. It doesn't matter. And I need you to see the end of the surah, and not necessarily the last verse. The end of the surah, what is the relationship with the next surah? Yani why Ali Imran is after al-Baqarah? Have anybody asked? Have you asked yourself why? You're going to tell me the scholarly answer, it's tawqifi, that's how Allah wanted. Absolutely. But what is the wisdom? Why al-Nisa after Ali Imran? Why not al-Nisa after al-Baqarah? What is the wisdom? Every time you ask, you're not questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu. But can I tell you, Allah, there is a wisdom. I want you to teach me. Because I'm not going to change unless I know why is this way. Are you all with me? So the first thing, if you remove the whole Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the Quran is one story, is one related to the other. And as we're going to go in this series, I will remind you or give you examples from things which is very clear. Once I tell you, say, oh yeah, I've read this verse. I never thought, especially for those of you who know Arabic, let alone those of you who know the Quran and they memorize the Quran. And the more you know this, literally, have anybody had cataract before? Or you wear glasses and then they, for some reason, they gave you the wrong number and you see it very foggy, right? And then suddenly they said, oh, I'm sorry, this is the wrong one. And then they give you the right one. And you say, wow. Now I'm seeing, this is when you understand, start to understand deeper and deeper. And we're going to apply it as we go in Surah Al-Ankabut. So the first thing is, when you come to the Quran, and I will share with you something very interesting, which one of the beautiful description of the Quran. But the first question before I say this, why did Allah send us the Quran? Don't answer me academia. Why did Allah send us the Quran? The answer is in the Quran for those of you who are huffaz. لا. كتاب أنزلناه مبارك why? ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب. Allah said this in Surah Sad. And everyone, I'm going to give you, write it down. And go back and look for it. Right? And if I don't have the number, please forgive me. I tried my best. To put it, yeah, alhamdulillah. No, I didn't. Yes, I did. It's verse 29. Okay. So Allah says kitab, and the most common name of the Quran in the Quran is actually kitab. So it's a book. When you read the book without reference to any other prophet, that's the Quran. And Allah says, anzalnah, we send it down. طيب, why, ya Rabbi? Why? And that's where he gives you li, lam, they call it lam al-sababiyya. This is the lam of a reason. For example, I called you to ask about you. Two is explaining the reason. In the Arabic language, I don't say two. I say kallamtuki li asal anki lam. So Allah said, this is a book. We send it down. For what, ya Rabbi? To memorize. To tell people I'm a hafidha. Right? To struggle to read. No. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ so they can contemplate. هذا التدبر is a word that has a lot of translation. But I'm going to give you more than one, the way I feel as a woman who speaks Arabic. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا is to contemplate. To read well. Read with depth. Read with knowing the meanings. And the most important thing is, and I want you to keep saying this question when you read any verse in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, what are you telling me? This is what I want you to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are you telling me? I know what is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim mean, we all know. But what are you telling me? What do you want me to learn? What do you want me to change when I said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? So the first thing when I open the Quran, I'm going to say, this book is not only to read how many khatmas, how many times I finished. This book is to change me. It takes 10 years, it takes 20, it doesn't matter. But the book is to change me. And unless I come to the Quran with this intention, I'm not going to do it. How many of you here can confidently say, I finished the Quran one time? Right, reading, not him, reading. Everybody. Did it change you? Alhamdulillah, you're all very honest. I asked this question in Australia for more than 1,000 women. I didn't get a hand. And that's the answer. So next question, why not? Whether it's in English or in Arabic, by the way. And of course in Arabic because it's the words of Allah. But the English should also give me a message. So the first thing when you come and read a chapter of the Quran, surah as we call it, and I'm going to alternate between surah and chapter so you get familiar to the words of the Quran. The first thing I am going to say, what does Allah want from me after I finish the surah? And I'm going to apply it on Surah Al-Ankabut. First clue is the name of the surah. I'll give you again, question and you all answer. Why it's called Al-Ankabut, spider? Answer me, anybody. Because the name of Al-Ankabut. طيب, there is name of Qarun in the Surah Al-Ankabut, and there is name of Fir'aun, and there is a long pages about Sayyidina Ibrahim, and there is Sayyidina Lut. Why they are not? Meaning, there is something in the spider. In the spider, so when I see a spider, and subhanAllah, this morning I saw a spider in the backyard. And I didn't see the web, but I saw the spider. And the spider was moving like that in the, because you couldn't see, there was sun. No, actually there was no sun, so I couldn't see. So what is the spider should tell me? So when I see a spider, that's how we live the Quran. So when I see the spider, I'm not gonna say, oh, it's cute. Oh, it's beautiful. I don't like it. You should say, oh, spider, remember. And we will get to it as we will get to the end of when the name mentioned. So the first one is the name. Al-Baqarah, you're going to tell me because the story of the Baqarah. I'm going to tell you, Sayyidina Musa's name was repeatedly in Surah Al-Baqarah. But there's something about the Baqarah, the cow, that Allah wants me to learn. And it's not the cow itself. And this will be very interesting as you start applying it. As you start applying it, wallah ladhi allahu, your life will change. It will take a lot of time. It will take time. It will take dedication. It will take review. Listen to what I'm sharing with you. You need to read. But Allah will make it easy as you make it easy. As you put more effort, I mean. So number one is the name of the surah. Second, this is something majority people don't know. Where was the surah revealed? Was it in Mecca? Was it in Medina? Was it both? Was it in between? Why do I need this? Anybody? Why do I need to know if it was in Mecca or in Medina? Huh? What's conduct? What is the context? Yeah, you're right. Al-Fatiha was revealed in Mecca or in Medina. Yes, Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Right? We all know. Why do I need to know that? Write it down. I'm glad you're not answering because you don't know. Alhamdulillah, that's why we're learning. In general, there's a lot of discussion about this. We teach in Jannah Institute this Ulum al-Quran in a whole year. Just giving you the synopsis, as they say, or the summary. The surahs that was revealed in Mecca, they call it the Makki surah in general, acts, works on my relationship with Allah. It's called the Tawheed wal-Aqeedah. I'm making it much easier for you. It should strengthen my relationship with Allah. It's reminding me of something related to Allah and my faith in general. The surahs that was revealed in Medina, whether it's in Medina, sometimes they say it's in between Medina, or the verses that was Madani, because sometimes the surah has both. Al-Ankabut is one of them, probably, not 100%. Medina is do and don't. So when I am in the masjid in Irvine, which surah I need to read or remember before I come to the masjid? Which surah? Don't tell me names. Just tell me Mecca or Medina. When I come to the masjid in Irvine, I am dealing with the Muslims. Which surah I need? Medina. Because it's going to tell me what? How to enter, how to say salam, what to dress, what not to do, or what to do. When I am in the market, in the supermarket, I'm in college, I'm at work, right? I'm going to pick up my child from a public school. What do I need? A Mecca surah. I need someone to remind me, stay Muslim, stay strong. It is not easy. People before you went through it. You're all with me? So the second thing, and some Qur'ans actually has it. It says, Surah Al-Baqarah, Madaniya, wa adadu ayatiha. They tell you where it was and the number of the ayat. So then, here you go. So when I'm going to say Al-Ankabut, we'll come to it. I'm going to say, okay, I need this when I'm weak, when I can't get up for my salah. I can't. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm just lazy, honestly. What do I need? A Mecca or a Madani surah? I'm lazy. I need a Mecca surah. I need somebody to remind me of Day of Judgment. What I'm gonna say, and the day of judgment, or actually the day of resurrection, which is even more scary. So Mecca and Medina. The name Mecca and Medina. Three, what is the relationship between the surah before and the surah after? We covered that. Fourth, and that's definitely clear in Surah Al-Ankabut, the connection between the beginning and the end of the surah. Sometimes it's literally the first and the last. Sometimes it's in the first and in the last page. Right? For example, in Surah Al-Mu'minun, the believers, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Starts by successful indeed are the believers, right? You all know that. The last page of Surah Al-Mu'minun, the verse before the end, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. For indeed, the disbelievers will never be successful. In between, it's about 7 to 8 pages, is all about both in different ways. So the name of the surah, where it was revealed, the relationship with the surah before, the relationship with the surah after, and inside the surah, the main message of the surah, what it's going to tell me. For example, Surah Al-Ankabut, there is more than one, by the way. And sometimes not only one message, right? And as I'm going to cover this first and second, third verse, I'm going to tell you the message. And this is why it's called Al-Ankabut. Okay, now let me read with you here. It's something I really love it, and I was enjoying it as I was reading yesterday. This is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu. Actually, it's a hadith from Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, which is the father of Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid, which he is not mentioned by name in the Quran, but he is mentioned in the Quran. Darni wa man khalaqtu wahida. وجعلت له مالا ممدودا وبنين شهودا ثم يطمع أن أزيد. But his name was not mentioned. He was one of the real leaders of Quraysh. Again, when I speak about Quraysh, I want you to think of here, us. It's a community. Doesn't matter what is the name, but it's a community. So Quraysh was like small urban, not the big one. It's a small urban. Okay? And Walid ibn al-Mughira was one of the people who everybody knows. Very well known and very rich, and he had 9 boys. At that time, when you walk and there is 9 boys with you, you are someone. Okay? So the goal of the Rasul والسلام, the Sahaba, were always to attract the hearts of the people with power, especially in Mecca, because if you change them, a lot of people will follow. You know this. And this is something you need to learn. that if you can change the heart of a leader or a heart of an influencer these days, right? You've changed a million people, the followers. So here you go, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is in Mecca. They are still minority, very much minority. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam read to him the Quran. And the heart of Al-Walid changed. Taraqqala, softened. And then Aba Jahl heard that. Now, if Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira became a Muslim, half of Mecca will become Muslim. You know that. In the seerah, usually the leader of a tribe, once he become Muslim, everybody will follow. So Abu Jahl ran to him. And he is his uncle, Abu Jahl. And he said, uncle, did you listen to what he said? Did you change? And he said, he didn't say yes. He said, uncle, my people saying that I think we need to give you more money. Luring people, changing people. Money is the biggest one. So he came to him and says, Abu Jahl, people are saying we need to give you more money. And he said, why? He said, because Muhammad is going to give you more money. And he said, no. Quraysh knows I am the rich, one of the richest people. And then he said, fine. If you don't need money, this is what I want from you. Now coming to the Quran, in case you wonder. He said, I want you to say one thing, because your people will hear you. I want you to say in Mecca that what you heard from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is something that people should not listen to. In the Arabic, he said, قُلْ فِيهِ قَوْلًا, meaning find a deficiency. Say it is not good. Say something. Now see what Al-Kafir said, and he stayed Kafir. This one actually one of the miracles of the Quran. He stayed kafir. And look what he said about the Quran. This one I need you to know. He said, مَا فِيكُم مِّن رَجُلٍ أَعْلَمُ بِالْأَشْعَارِ مِنِّي. There is nobody in this town knows poetry better than me. And nobody knows the two kinds of poetry. Those of you who know Arabic. رَجِسِهِ وَقَصِيدَتِهِ. Meaning there's two kinds. One is just one line and another one is two lines. He said, nobody knows better than me. And then he says, Wallahi. And he said, Wallahi. Remember, they believe in Allah, but they worship others. He said, Wallahi. And I read it in Arabic because it's beautiful in Arabic. Took me, I don't know how long to translate it, to give you the feeling that I am feeling. He said, Wallahi. ما يشبه الذي يقول شيئا من هذا. He said, by Allah, nothing, what he is saying, nothing is similar than poetry. What is he saying? إِنَّ لِقَوْلِهِ لِقَوْلِهِ الَّذِي يَقُولُ لَحَلَاوَ. What is he saying? It is sweet. He's talking about the Quran. I want you all to write this down and ask yourself, is that how you feel? When you read halawa, sweet, how many of you like sweets? How many of you like chocolate? All of us, right? Who doesn't? Right? Ice cream, everybody. And why? Because of the sweet taste you feel. And he said, by Allah, what he is saying is so sweet, has a sweetness in it. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَطَلَاوَ. And it is covered with charm. Charming. You know, when you see somebody, he says, wow, she's charming. It's not only beautiful. Did you get the point? So it's beauty, but there is charm on it. And he said, وَإِنَّهُ لَمُثْمِرٌ أَعْلَاهُ مُغْدِقٌ أَسْفَلَهُ. He said, fruits and goodness comes from it, from the top and from the bottom. What does that mean? It is a description of a tree. When the tree is very generous, you not only get the fruits from the top, but whatever falls is also very generous and very helpful. And he said, this is how the Quran, the top is generous, the lower is generous. And this one, my teacher, she's always to remind me when she says, وَإِنَّهُ لَيَعْلُوا وَمَا يُعْلَى عَلَيْهِ. The words of the Quran is the highest and nothing is on top of it. وَلَا يُعْلَى عَلَيْهِ. It's no way anything. And you all know how many people try to say and to bring like the Quran, whether before or after. And Not only it is highest and nothing is above, but he will crush everything under it. Yani when you read a book, how do we live this statement? And this is for you and me and for everybody. When you're reading a book or you're reading something on the net or something, right? When you bring the Quran, just compare. Especially in Arabic. Absolutely, it crushes it. The words, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them together, the meaning, the depth, every letter has a place, every letter that is not mentioned because there is a reason and has a place. He said, وَيَحْطِمُ عَلَيْهِ. Now, that's what happens when my arrogance and my ego operate. So Abu Jahl says, your people will never be pleased with you until you say something about this Quran. Because he knew he affected him. He knew Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam affected him. And now he comes from the pride. You know, do we live this pride these days? What people will say about me? That's pride. I'm worried about people. That's exactly what he told him. Your people will never be pleased with you. And he said, then let me wait. Let me think of something. And this is in the Quran. This is one of the miracles of the Quran. They said, if the Quran was not miraculous, Al-Walid would have accepted Islam. And he died as a kafir. Because Allah said it. ثُمَّ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ ثُمَّ نَظَرَ ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَسَرَ قَالَ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَرُ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرِ. Now he changed his mind. He looked, and then he said, no, this is magic. This is but the words of a human being. And he lost it. Is that the Quran for me? Sihr, beautiful, sweet. Even before I go depth, I'm like exactly, just standing on the beach, alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful day today, tomorrow is going to be even better. Walillahi alhamd. When you stand on the beach, don't you sometimes say, I don't want to do anything, just let me see. Right? Just let me enjoy. Is that the Quran? The answer is no, I see it in your faces. Then the question should come, why not? Why not? Because I did not spend the time I spend on a beach looking at the beauty. I did not delve in it. May Allah forgive me, number one, before anybody else. It's not number one goal of me. It's not number one goal that I understand this Quran before Allah put me under this earth. So when I meet him, I said, Ya Allah, I put my time, I put my energy. I'm not talking about memorization. That's a completely different topic. I'm talking about understanding it. And if every single day I spend 10, 15 minutes on one verse, in the beginning it may take longer. Maybe take 30 minutes. But if I really every single day, in 1 year share where you are with the Quran. So this is what he said, subhanAllah, and amazing. Yani, subhanAllah. So Surah Al-Ankabut. What is the message? It's in the second verse and in the last verse. Surah Al-Ankabut starts by, or the spider, it starts by Alif Lam Mim. Write the three letters, which Alif Lam Mim. And this is a homework for you, not the people who memorize the Quran. How about the youth? Or I'm not going to see you next week. Go and find how many surahs in the Quran start with Alif Lam Mim. Everybody's looking at me. What is she saying? Wallahi, I'm saying Alif Lam Mim. Al-Baqar. Thank you. Ali Imran, Rabbi Lak Alhamd. Taha? You just said Taha. You just said Taha. Where is Alif Lam Mim? Huh? Sajda? Alif Lam Mim. Al-A'raf? No. Alif Lam Mim Sad. Yunus, no. Alif Lam Ra, Yunus. Okay, I think we guessed enough. So we're gonna do it next week. Honestly, beautiful when you start saying this. How many surahs starts with Alhamdulillah? Right? Don't answer me. This is all for you. Go back, spend time. This is beautiful quizzes and trivia for the children. Now, when you come and read, so العنكبوت, the message is in the second verse, Alif Lam Mim, the second one. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. I'll translate it the way you should feel it. Does people think they will be left to say, we believe, and you will not be tested? What is this form of verse in the Arabic language? Istifham? Istinkari, yes. This is a rhetorical question. Do you think, I'll translate to real life, do you think you want to have a baby and you're not going to go through labor, and there is through labor pain, and it's going to be painful, but alhamdulillah, there's something called epidural? Right? What are you going to say to her? If this is somebody, you had five children, and she is her first baby, and she says, I don't want to feel anything, I just want to wake up in the morning and I have a baby. And he said, Tridi, do you think you're going to be a mother? You are feeding it now. That's exactly what Allah is saying. This is exactly, it's not only the words he's using, it's the form of the sentence. أحسب الناس, do you think you're going to go out and say, I'm a Muslim, and Allah will not test you on the spot? أن يتركوا, you will be left. وهم لا يفتنون. How do I live this? Now you know the meaning. What does that mean? How will I live this? Who can answer me? Anybody, young or old? I'm glad I'm starting this class. When you say I'm a Muslim, when you say I'm a believer, when you start publicly looking and acting, Allah will test you with every claim. Allah will test me with every claim I claim. You will be tested. You need to put this clear statement, affirmation. But let me tell you one thing, because all of you are now thinking. Don't you think fitna and test is only something I don't like? Test and fitna, the word fitna in the Quran doesn't mean sickness, loss of a loved one, didn't get a job, fired from a job, don't have money. That's one side. Who said that? Allah in the Quran. That's one way of understanding the Quran. They say tafsir al-Qur'ani bil-Qur'an. You understand the Quran by another verse in the Quran. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ. What is the word? Fitna. وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. We will test you with evil. I don't like things. Whatever that I don't like, shar. والخير, goodness, fitna, a test. You're sick, you're tested. You're healthy, everything is perfect, absolutely tested. You are so beautiful, everybody talk about your beauty. You're tested. And the other woman is not. She's tested. I'm going to give you a hit-home example for the married woman. Your husband is the best husband Allah created. That's a test. Absolute test. And the husband is the most difficult one. And or a spouse. Both are test. Parents. So your friend parents are anything she wants, they say. They treat her so well. They hug her. They give her. She's tested. And your parents is everything not what they should be. You're tested. So do you think you're going to be living on this earth saying, I'm a believer, and you will not be tested? Number one message, each one of us, morning and evening, it's not a one test, we're tested. So when you apply for this college, for the youth in here, and you apply to Harvard, and you get this letter from Harvard saying you're accepted, what are you going to do after jumping? Right? Get ready for the test. You're going to be tested. You got the letter and you didn't get accepted. And you are absolutely qualified, but you didn't get tested. You didn't get accepted. Wallahi, it is the same. But we don't look at it this way. So the message of Surah Al-Ankabut, number one, you will be tested. the end of Surah Al-Ankabut. So what do I do, Ya Allah? What is this life? This is going to be very difficult, right? So now I'm hungry, I'm tested. I'm full, I'm tested, right? Last verse of Surah Al-Ankabut. That should be one of your mottos in life. Everybody has to have a couple of mottos in life. And this one is definitely one of them. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is the last verse of Surah Al-Ankabut. Those who struggle, jihad, Allah used the word jihad, jahadu, they struggle, they go against their nafs, they go through these difficulties or these khair, fina, for us, to Allah. What will happen? لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. We will guide them to our path. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, verily Allah is with those al-muhsin, people of excellence. طيب, what does that mean? Now you're even very confused, even more. When I am tested, let's take which test you want to be as an example. You tell me. Give me an example of a test, of a good one. Oh, huh? Perfect. Health. So health is a test? Absolutely. What does that mean? You're healthy. You have nothing. You have no issues. You walk, you talk, you think, you're everything. Why don't you fast Monday and Thursday? That's a test. Ya Allah, it's hard. Ya Rabbi, I have to go to work. Ya Allah, whatever. I'm talking about you can. And the external circumstances, you have no external obstacles that Allah sometimes told you, you can do it if these are there. But it's hard, Ya Rabbi. It's a long day, but none of my friends, I'm the only one in work, or I'm the only one in the house. What is going to help me? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. You struggle for me, because fasting is a struggle. You struggle for me, I will, and this is Allah, not me, I will make it easy. And you will become with those who have excellence. All Surah Al-Ankabut talks about the jihad of people. And I'll take you through it one by one. One by one. Whenever I am tested, I need to remember, of course, what do you expect? You know, like when I was in residency, we used to call it, really was hard. It was 18 hours, sometimes 18 hours a day. And when you come as a first year, so you have the second, third, and the fourth, they look at you and says, what do you think OBGYN is? It's not a piece of cake. But wait, after 4 years, you'll see how you will like it. That's it. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. But this was not fina. It is not for Allah. It's for something you love. Alhamdulillah. So Surah Al-Ankabut, you need to tell yourself, I'm tested. You go out right now. And as you're walking, somebody looks at you and makes you hear something you don't like. You're tested. Or someone looks at you and says, wow, I love your hijab. Or I love that dress code. You're tested. What will this do to my life? Can anyone answer me? What is this going to do to me in my daily life? Come on, Bismillah. I will never be jealous of anybody else. Why do we get jealous from people? Right? They have bigger, I don't. They have better, I don't. She's tested, you are tested. Your test probably can be easier than hers because you don't have it. Versus she has it. So I am going to be, jealousy should not be there. Because I'm going to start looking at what I have or I don't have exactly the same. That's one. What else? Your struggle, your hard work to go through this test, to go through this, use it for the sake of Allah, the good thing, or the other way, it will never go vain. So we only look short-sighted. We are dunya-focused. And actually, in Surah Al-Ankabut, in a beautiful description of dunya, because we are focused on dunya, we're short-sighted. I don't think what is going to happen when I'm going to go to that grave. I don't think of it. And if somebody talks about death, why are you reminding us of death? Let's not talk about it. So second is Surah Al-Ankabut. When I go through these tests, I'm going to remember, do it for Allah. He will make it easy. That's number two. Number three, going through hardship or whatever I have is part of my life. And something I'm going to cover today also is you need to map the surah, they call you. They teach us. What does map the surah mean? When you open the surah, there's a one Quran actually, which is really helps when you're memorizing the Quran. It's colored. The pages are colored. Some of you have seen it, right? Why they are colored? Because they grouped the verses. Exactly. So you group the verses under a topic. This will make you look at the surah as a general and you say, oh, okay, so, and I'll give it to you now. In Surah Al-Ankabut, 1 to 5, this one, 6 to 8, this. And then you're going to put the topic next to this group of surahs. And then as you see the topics, you will know what this chapter is talking about. So I'll give you Surah Al-Ankabut. Surah Al-Ankabut from 1 to 13, from verse 1 to verse 13, is talking about the test. It's talking about the test in different way as an individual, you and me. 1 to 13, which I'll cover, inshallah, next week. Number 2. 14 to 15, now you start seeing the stories of the prophets. Why? Why? Tayyib. And that's something also you need to pay attention. So how many times Sayyidina Nuh was mentioned in the Quran? Many times. Not a single time Sayyidina Nuh was mentioned the same way in the second verse, in the other surah. Why is that? Because every story serves the purpose of the chapter. The story itself is the same story. Sayyidina Nuh, you know what, he called his people. His people didn't listen. He built the ark and then he left. People drowned and he was saved. Is there anything else in that story? In Surah Al-Ankabut, and I'll give it to you because it's short, it's the only place that Allah mentioned how many years he called his people. It's only in Surah Al-Ankabut, in the spider. It's 930. Why the time? فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. He stayed with his people. He lived in Arvine. But that's only in Surah Al-Ankabut he mentioned the time. Why? This is what you have to say to yourself. Why here? Time. After 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, what happens to me? I give up. I get tired. Why me? I get this. I get that. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those who struggle for our sake. So 13 and 14, talking about Sayyidina Nuh. I'll come to it again in details as we go through, bi-idhnillah. Then you get Sayyidina Ibrahim, 16 to 27. From verse 16 to verse 27 is the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim. Completely different than the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim in al-Baqarah, story of Sayyidina Ibrahim in al-An'am, story of Sayyidina Ibrahim in al-Shu'ara. And Sayyidina Ibrahim is mentioned many times, very different. And this is what I will want from you next week. We're going to cover from 1 to 13. You need to read it at home. And you read it with the way I explained to you today. Because you will not get as much as you want to, inshallah you should, than when you come prepared. What prepared? At least I know what Allah is saying. At least I know the words means what. And then the questions I'm throwing to you. Why Sayyidina Ibrahim this? Why this? So 16 to 27, Sayyidina Ibrahim. 28 to 34, Sayyidina Lut. Something very similar, those of you who memorize the Quran, you know how this is very similar to Al-A'raf. Same story, but a different way. And again, as we go through this, I'm going to bring your attention to it. Then you go 35 and 36, is Sayyidina Shu'aib. And 38, one only, the name of Ad, the name of Thamud, nothing. Ad, Thamud, we warned them and we destroyed them. End of the story. 39, Qarun, Fir'aun, and Haman. They always together because they live together. And then Allah afterward gives you their punishments, punishments of all those people he mentioned. After that, which is 41 to 43, the Ankabut comes in, the spider. And it is actually a parable. You know, when you say like, for example, when how much we use this in our words, in our daily talk, because we are explaining, this is the same thing in the Quran. There's a whole subject. It's called Amthalul Quran. I did a whole, actually, course about it. It's beautiful. It's one of the beautiful books, actually. There was a huge book about it. The parable, and we're going to talk about the parable. So the parable, which is in the middle of the surah, 41 to 43. Suddenly after the parable, and if you go to 44, 45, Allah talks about the creation. And especially when you start memorizing and you start losing it because you don't know why is this after this. So 44, 45, creation of Allah. 46, this is for us especially, is the debate of the people of the book. Verse 46, Allah tell me, how do I debate with the people of the book? 44, 47 to 55, talking to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Most of the time, in almost every surah in the Quran, there is a private message to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah address him. Sometimes directly, sometimes fasbir, be patient. Sometimes don't worry about what they say. Sometimes indirectly. Sometimes he praise him indirectly. So here, 47 to 55 is Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Al-Ankabut as a Makki surah, there's always a mention of the Akhirah. One of the uniqueness of the Makki surah is there's a mentioning of Al-Akhirah. And usually Allah will remind us, Ya Rabbi Ameen, what we will get in Akhirah. Because it's a struggle. It is not easy. We'll be tested. We are different. All this I shared with you. And Allah always, almost always, I shouldn't say always, almost always, He will talk about the reward, what I am going to get. We live in a time and age when you say, what I'm going to get, He will tell you. And this is actually in 56 to 59 goes back to his creation. I'm just going to give you something for you all to ponder. Why do you think Allah mentioned creations in the Quran? Why? Why does he mention he created heavens and earth? Okay, one time I know what you've done. Why he is repeating this? Sometimes verses, sometimes one verse. Why he keep reminding me he created the heavens and the earth? Say that again. So he has the power and what else? I'm sorry? Maintenance, yes, but in general, anybody else can think of it? Yes? Say that again. So he created me too. You're getting close. If this is Allah, who am I? If this is Allah, who am I? And the more I know who I am, absolutely my obedience to Allah, number one, will change. If I know who is He, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This is how He said, created heaven and earth. Don't do anything. Just sit down. 2 seconds. And just look at the heavens. And look at whatever you are living around you. Every single thing in this room, Allah created. Look around you. Literally look around you. Every single thing. Like this wall, you know, this clock in front of me, this is behind me, the seating. Look at these things. Every single, I'm not talking about us. And who am I? And he keeps reminding, especially in the Makki Surah, he keeps reminding us all of this concept. When you see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately tell yourself, who am I? Then he goes, the opposite, and this is also very common in the Quran. When Allah talks about the believers, there is something mentioned about the disbelievers. Something about Jannah is going to be something about the hellfire, most of the time. So 65 to 68 will be the nature of the people of the weak faith. Weak faith. And 64 is one of the landmark of Surah Al-Ankabut, is what is this dunya, because he described it in dunya, and the akhirah he described it in word that he did not use it anywhere else in the Quran, only in Surah Al-Ankabut 64, when Allah described the hereafter life. He used the word hayawan, which is ever living, but it's very deep in the Arabic language. Here you go. Now you know Al-Ankabut, there has to be something about the spider that he wants me. I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to tell you today. I want you to do some homework. Fine? And you're going to say, what is the Ankabut? What is the spider has to do with me struggling and me being a believer? Can anyone tell me? I'll say it to you as we go, but anybody can think of it? Why it's called Al-Ankabut? You said Al-Ankabut. Why Al-Ankabut is all about testing and the struggle? What is the spider has? So the web keeps getting destroyed. He said it here. مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا. Now, وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون. Those who took partners with Allah and don't think about worshiping somebody. We have a lot of partners with Allah. Yes? Again, not in عقيدة, but in my daily life. When I put anything above Allah, then this is applies to me. When I put my family, my spouse, my husband, my wife, above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He told me to do, then I am taking, I'm like a spider building a house. If you talk to a spider, we won't. The spider think they are building the strongest house in the world because they have the web and they work very hard. I highly recommend all of you go. There's a beautiful YouTube video. When we did the course, actually, I showed it to them. How the spider build their home. And who builds the house? The woman. It's a big smile, right? And if you see how she does it, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. It's how they move back and forth and back and forth. And she thinks she is the strongest, and this is amazing. You and me, walking in the morning, we don't even see it, and it's done, completely destroyed. So when I take the people, put them before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beauty before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my wealth, my career, the usual dunya, this is all dunya, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that's the, I am like a spider. I think we need to stop here because I hear the maghrib. So jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Inshallah, next week we will be covering 1 to 13 if Allah give us life, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan.